This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Love the Star podcast. I'm Bobby Belt, Dallas Cowboys insider for 105.3 The Fan of Dallas, joined as always by former Super Bowl winning NFL scout Brian Broaddus. He is now the co-host of the G-Bag Nation, 2 to 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday on 105.3 The Fan of Dallas. He is also the pre- and post-game co-host on the Dallas Cowboys radio network. And Brian, I want to start off the show today. First off, happy opening day week. The world champion Texas Rangers are starting their season this week against the Chicago Cubs. I know we are the home of where we're at on 105.3. We're the home of it. I mean, you can always catch it on TV, I'm sure, like at ESPN or Bally, whatever. But like, I mean, we are the home there at 105.3 The Fans. So we're very proud of that. Excited for that. So happy opening day week. I have a quick question for you though. It's a little bit of a biographical question for you. Okay,
go ahead.
What would you say was the biggest hindrance for the scouting staff that you worked with in Dallas? What would you say is the biggest thing that prevented you guys from having as much success as possible? What would you say it was?
We listened to too many people. We let outside people influence what we did in that draft room. And this, I think, it goes back, you know, Larry Lacewell, my boss, who was a wonderful man, you know, he's no longer with us. He gave me an opportunity to come to Dallas, work for my hometown team. I'll always be indebted for him for that. I'd been in different places. I'd been in Green Bay, I'd been in Philly, and I'd been in Jacksonville. And it seemed like to me that we never, ever let outside influences dictate how we did business. And this was something that Jerry Jones, I think, had to learn along the way. And whether it was Tom Siskowski, Jeff Ireland, or even Will McClay, that's become a lot different. I remember times when the last time I was in a war room was 2005 with the Cowboys. But I just remember previous that we'd be in a draft room and we're talking about Drew Henson. I always talk about the Drew Henson stories because that's the one that was kind of crazy. And I always remember Gene Michael. And it's funny you say baseball. Gene Michael was a general manager of the New York Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the general manager of the New York Yankees telling us about the type of player, athlete, whatever that Drew Henson was, you could watch the tape and kind of see, but here we are. I mean, I wanted to speak up and say, hey, Stick, by the way, you got this guy named Mariano Rivera you might want to use as a reliever, maybe he'll win you some games and maybe some championships. But that's the kind of You know, we always dealt with Chad Hutchinson was another one. You know, Dana Bible was coaching at Stanford and then coached at Boston College. And, you know, we were always, always listening to the outside voice.
Really trying to find in pursuit of a quarterback, though, right?
No.
Not with Henson or Goodridge, Hutchinson or
Dwayne Goodridge. Henry Schroka, who's on the pro personnel department right now. Henry Schroka was an area scout, and he went and did Dwayne Goodridge at Tennessee. And he had all these things about the player. He was struggling with injury. He didn't work out well. He, had back problems. You know, and I just remember Henry going on and on and on and on about the player. But Lacewell trusted a guy who was a defensive coordinator at Tennessee, you know? And so all of a sudden, he's telling us about the player. And now, and everybody's like, well, if Chief is saying that to us, we sure need to, and I looked at Henry and I go, Henry, you've got this guy nailed, and he's like, Brian, the room. And there's a scout that had an awareness about what was going on and the direction that the room was going. But Henry had the player right, Yeah. But that's how a room sometimes, but we're listening to John Chavis, the defensive coordinator at Tennessee, sell us on a player. And it's like, but wait a minute, our scouts, Walter Juliff, Henry Schroka, you guys went to Tennessee. You saw the player. Drew Fabianich, you went to Tennessee. You worked at Tennessee.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, it was so many times. And listen, we had problems. I'm not trying to, I'm not Pontius Pilate here, like wiping my hands off, like that. I'm just telling you, we had our problems. But the biggest problem we had is we did not trust what we saw with our own eyes and the report that we had with our own, the notes that we were taking. I used to listen to scouts talk. I was in pro personnel. I was listening. So I always took notes. I was always taking notes. And I just remember typing all my notes up and, we'd go back and talk about a player. And I'm like, man, we didn't say that about this guy. This is what we said. And that was the hardest thing for me to ever deal with, because the places I had been before, it was about the 10 guys in that room. It was about, you got this player and you got this player and you got this player and tell me about this guy. It was never, they'll tell you about DeMarco Murray. They'll tell you about DeMarco Murray. Like the scouts did a lot of work on DeMarco Murray at Oklahoma. And the first thing that Jerry Jones says is that Barry Switzer gave us a great scouting report on DeMarco Murray. And here are some scouts that busted
DeMarco Murray
their ass.
Wasn't a bad player, though. DeMarco Murray
was a really good player. No, I'm just saying. But you all of a sudden it's the credit. You have scouts that are doing their job, and then all of a sudden it's like the last guy that gets to Jerry. It happened. We've talked about it a bunch with Ware.
Oh yeah. Rick Goslin.
Rick Goslin was the last one to talk to Jerry Jones.
And thank God he saved him.
He did. He saved him.
Well,
he
and all that to say, that went down a great path that I was happy to hear about. What I was expecting was, cuz I've heard you say it before, what I was expecting was you're going to say we did everything we could to find a quarterback. We never found the quarterback.
No, we never did.
Imagine if with a fourth round pick, though, Brian,
Tom you Brady had, on the board.
You had found a quarterback in the fourth round, let's say.
Yeah.
And this quarterback was a guy. Yeah, this is a guy who
about
was
to lose your guy, aren't we, Bobby?
Boy, it feels like it, doesn't it?
Your guy's about to be in his last season potentially.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here, huh? Oh, well, here's the deal. If you expose that quarterback to the open market, goodbye. You're resetting the quarterback position.
Is my belief. Would you like to go on record and say that?
Yep, 100%. If you expose him to the market, he's leaving, I think.
You know that's going to get clipped, Bobby. You know that's going to get clipped, and it's going to be out there for everybody to see.
Good. Hopefully the Cowboys have a healthy awareness of it in this instance. We're always like, don't take it out of context. But here's the deal. Yeah. If you would have found the second place MVP or a multi-time Pro Bowler in the fourth round with those teams you had, would you have been sitting there going, why are we wanting to start this process over again?
Yeah.
Why are we wanting to go through this experience again? Because that's what it feels like is happening right now. Ian Rappaport, as we record this podcast on Tuesday, tweets out, the Cowboys and quarterback Dak Prescott have a mutual understanding of his contract situation, sources say, with no offers from Dallas, despite him being in a contract year, no indication a deal is coming. And then he follows that up with, this appears to clear the path for Dak Prescott to test free agency in 2025. And I know what these comments
down your face when that.
No. Honestly,
no. I'm just kidding.
No.
Dak's
I know.
Done a hell of a job. He really has.
I know what these. There is no nuance. And if there's one thing that I think is really just awful about today's NFL commentary, it's trying to boil down who a player is based on, you know, their select games that they've played in January. And I understand he's got to be better. He absolutely has to be better in the playoff run.
Killed for Dak Prescott in 2000.
And that's the thing. You got to absolutely.
2001, 2002. Yeah.
You need to play better in January. There's no doubt about it. But it's like sometimes, you know, you're a little bit like the guy who maybe you've been with a girl for a little bit too long. You start thinking, maybe I could do better. You know, I think I could do a little bit better. And it's like, man, I don't know. You realize how much you outkicked your coverage here. You better slow down a little bit. You're getting a little too comfortable. And then you go back out there and go, uh-oh, now what have I done? And I think that's what the Cowboys are. And I think I think there are a lot of Cowboys fans who are guilty of it. And there will be a lot of people in the comments section of what we talk about here or whatever else who are saying the same thing. About, oh, Bobby, you don't know anything. I'm telling you, people within the league think you're wrong. And people within the league think the Cowboys are wrong in a lot of ways. There are a lot of people who think that there's nobody better in the NFL even pre-snap at the line of scrimmage getting guys into plays than Dak Prescott. And so the Cowboys appear willing to, well, we want to play things out a little bit, and then we'll go back to the negotiating table if we need to. If that is their strategy, Brian, they're going to be resetting the quarterback position, because I think they believe far too much in their ability to just, oh, well, we'll just match whatever. I think your quarterback's hit Cowboy fatigue, America's team fatigue over the last year, and you're really tempting fate. What are your thoughts on this, Brian?
I was going to ask you, because I think you're really plugged in on this deal. You're far more plugged in than I am. And so I want to ask you a few questions here if I could.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, you said Cowboy fatigue.
Yep.
Does that have to do with every morning him waking up and listening about interceptions or lack of playoff wins or what they're going to do, just it seemed like that every show leading up in June into July was talking about Dak Prescott's and interceptions. And how many times have we seen Dak Prescott stand up there and take the arrows from the media, you know, about interceptions or when it's not even, a lot of the times it wasn't even his fault, you know? And I don't think Dak Prescott was ever going to throw anybody under the bus about that, you know? And I also say this, I think Dak Prescott, you know, he fought through a very difficult time with Jason Garrett as his head coach, you know? I mean, there's half his career has been spent with Jason Garrett as his head coach. Am I right about that?
Yep. Yeah.
Pretty much. So, you know, to me, and you know what I think about Jason, and it's nothing personal with Jason Garrett, but, you know, did you really maximize this guy? But I think that I agree with you on this. I think Dak looks at this as like, why do I have to put up with this crap every single day? You know?
I think Dak has an understanding, a better understanding. He's a tough guy. I think he has a better understanding than most do, or most are even capable of having, about what it means to be the quarterback of America's team. I think he understands that. I think he welcomes it. I think he can shoulder it. That's not the problem. I think he's happy to stand up there, and like you mentioned, the shots from the media or wherever else, I think he is happy to take those and not take it personal. He's happy to stand in front of guys and I'll take the arrow.
A lot better than I would. Yeah.
I think where over the last year it's changed a little bit for him is, okay, there are people in this building firing them now. Yeah. It's not just coming from the media. Now I'm hearing about some of these arrows that I'm standing in the way of taking. They're coming from people here. Mm-hmm. They're coming in the way we're talking about the interceptions and the turnovers and things like that stuff where, and then I don't know that Dak thinks this, I'm not going to assume to get into that, but I would, if I was in Dak's position and knowing what Dak knows and knowing what these people know, I would think, why am I taking shots from you when you know better? You know what happened here.
Yeah.
And that's where I think that things have shifted a little bit, is that the fatigue has set in on, okay, why am I up here hearing about interceptions that you guys know what happened on those plays? Why am I standing up here and having to deal with the emotions of saying goodbye to a really close friend in our quarterback room, and then 5 minutes later, that's the first time you're now presenting me in front of the public to talk about trading for Trey Lance, and you guys are having me stand up here and do that. I just think there's a lot of those things that built up over time that it's like, okay, I'm willing to take it from on the outside because I understand that comes with the job, and I don't take it personal. When it's people here, now we got a problem. And when you're then telling me, and then when you're then telling me, well, you got to show it to me again. Then I think it's a little bit like, okay, well, if you're going to expose me, then I'm not going to do you any favors anymore.
I wonder what his real relationship is with Mike McCarthy.
You know, I think I think
he
it's better
on a brave face about yeah. that a lot of the time. And I wonder if, you know, you start to talk about, you know, and McCarthy might just completely deny this and all that. But he started a lot of this, though, didn't he? If you go back,
yeah.
didn't he start about the
he started oh, a lot of the conversation about the interceptions. This.
And, you
yeah.
know, he was it's like that. And I wonder what his relationship is with Dak. I wonder what Dak's relationship is with Mike. You know, I wonder
think,
if it's as good as, you know, everybody might think it is.
I think
maybe
when
he's tired of that, too. But Mike could be shown the door as well.
Yeah, you know? I think when he's shown trust, when things are, hey, here you go, buddy, it's all on you. I think when he's given that, I think they're good.
Yeah.
I think when he's given room to do what he feels he's best at doing and isn't micromanaged, I think they're okay.
Right.
I think the problem is when things become a little too contentious at times. And look, right. I think if you were to ask Dak and Mike, maybe even on the record, definitely, I think if you ask them behind the scenes, but I think if you, even if you ask them on the record, say, hey, have things always been great between you two?
Right.
I think they'd say better now than it has been in the past. Like, I mean, sure. That naturally comes with some of the, look, I think we've talked about it. You let go of Kellen Moore and Doug Nussmeier. Those are two people he was very, very close with.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he didn't totally love that or appreciate it. Because you want to talk about tension that exists. I don't think Kellen Moore and Mike McCarthy are very close. I don't think that Doug Nussmeier and Mike McCarthy are very close.
Yeah.
And because of that, it's easy to go, well, those were my guys. You guys had a disagreement and now there's a split. I think it's easy to go that way, but I do think it's better now than it's been at any point. But there's got to be a bit of an understanding there. But we're in an interesting spot. Cowboys are in an interesting spot here with Dak Prescott. We'll see. It's very early on. You know who we need to talk to? You know who we need to reach out to? I'll tell you who. For our next episode later this week, Brian, I think we should reach out to Jori Epstein. We should get Jori on and ask her about
something. She's a Dak whisperer.
That is a great person to talk to. I saw her do a really good interview on Yahoo where she talked about some of the Cowboys approach to things. So that's somebody we should probably talk to later this week. I was texting with Jori earlier today. She's an awesome person. Very proud that she started on the Dallas beat.
Yeah.
And she's gone on to become what she's become. But we'll definitely keep covering this. It's just where it stands right now. We're in an interesting spot here with the Cowboys.
So you would mm-hmm. As we speak on March 26th.
Yes, sir.
You would say if Dak Prescott gets to free agency, it's over. There's no negotiating left.
I believe that's what would happen. Yeah. I believe he's gone.
I believe.
I don't think you get to match.
Yeah. Okay. I will say this. And I really like what Nick Harris. We had Nick Harris on 105.3 The Fan this afternoon on the G-Bag Nation.
Also very good at what he does.
And Nick brought up something of that maybe that you will see this being negotiated in November.
Could be.
That maybe that's when you'll start to see, okay, you win. Here we go. This is what we're going to do.
Can't let it get to March 25, though. Cannot let it get to March 2025. That's not going to work.
If it gets to the first day of, if it gets to tampering day, the Cowboys are likely done. I think you're right about that. But I wouldn't be surprised. And I asked Nick that question. I said, okay, is this something you're thinking about, or is this something, you know? And the one great thing is when you work at the Star, the walls talk sometimes.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe that's their approach. And I like what Nick's saying with that.
Definitely something that, like I said, bears watching a lot to keep an eye on. Significant movement, significant report from Ian Rappaport. And like I said, there are a lot of people who are probably thrilled hearing that and think, stupid segment y'all are having here. That's fine. I think in time that if it's something where he gets exposed to the market, I think in time you'll be feeling some regret in that sense. And so we'll see how it all progresses. You're listening to the Love the Star podcast. The Love the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.